Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a huge schus for Moshe Naftali ben Chaya Huvachol Anil Vim Alev. We're learning a shtickle in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan ben Achinoi Rabbi Yonason Kamabailahu, and they asked, now we're on Mem Tes Amid Beis. So these two rabbis sat and they asked, Hadisna, and that we learned in the Mishnah, Arboim Choser Achas Keneged Me, that there are 40 minus 1 Melachos, i.e. 39 Melachos Keneged Me, corresponding to what do we have these 39 Melachos? Amar Lei Chanina Bar Chama, Chanina Bar Chama answered, Keneged Avodas HaMishkan, corresponding to the 39 Avodas in the Mishkan. Amar Lei Yonason Rebbe Lozer Kach Amar Reb Shem Reb Yosi Ben Lekunya. So Reb Yonason said that I heard differently. Keneged melacha, melachto, meleches, umeleches, shebat Torah, arbaim chaser achas. If you look in the Torah, it says melacha, melachto, meleches 39 times. Mimela. Mimela. There are going to be 39 usher melachas on Shabbos. So either the 39 times it says the word melacha in its various forms, or keneged the 39 avodos of the Mishkan. That's how we get our 39 melachos on Shabbos. So we are going to learn the perush of Maran Harav Kook in his Ein Hayah Shabbos Chelek Beis, page 7. And the Gemara's Kasha, Shaila really, Arbaim Avos Melachos. Avos Melachos, Arbaim Chaserachas, keneged me. 39 melachas that we have correspond to what? Rav Kook is bothered why it has to correspond to anything. Why can't it just be a random number, 39? Rashi says, the harbe melachas yesh to damin ladadi, many melachas are similar to each other. V'havlan l'michshich vinu kulu ke'echad, and they all should have been considered as one. Like we say in Klal Gadol, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Bor, Hamarakid. So we say, we see various melachas, they're really one. So why do we split them up? Because of a slight distinction, Rashi says. And the reason is because we know that the 39, we have a Kabbalah that the 39, everything has to be fit into the 39 melachas. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says from the fact that we have very, very subtle distinctions between melachos and they all really should have been in the same category, it must be that 39 is significant. Let's see what Rav Kook says, how he deals with this problem of why there has to be, why 39 has to have significance. Kol davar she'efshar al yado lafrot et ha'machshava. Anything through which one can fertilize the imagination. Lehotzi ra'ayonot chadashim min ha'koach el ha'poel. Poah. To take out new ideas from the world of potential to the world of action. To fruition. Yefshar b'shum ofen shlo yenoad l'kach. It can't be in any case that it's not directed at that. In other words, if you have something through which you can expand your intellectual horizons, you can think of new ideas, so it's impossible that it won't expand your horizon and bring out new ideas. It has to be there's something here. V'kasher ha'musagim yesh lam tamid dugma'ot, and when the concepts, they always have examples. B'melo ha'mirchav ha'chomri v'haruchani sheba metziut, and they always have examples in the vast expanse of the physical and spiritual reality of life. Vaday yesh lechol atzdim shel hayachas shebadugma v'amel orer et hamachshava. There is definitely in all sides of the relationship of the example to arouse the thought process. Lachshov dvarim nisgavim u'meromamim et hakdusha ha'elokit asher benefesh ha'adam, to think very exalted and sublime things about the godly holiness that is in man's soul. If you have dugma'ot, if you have examples that from you take a concept and then you give examples and parallels, so it expands your horizons and it shows you the holy godliness of the human soul. So we don't just take things, we don't see things one-dimensionally, we try to expand and broaden our perspective. And if you have a lot of details that are in one big unit, one large unit, there is definitely one overlying logical construct that encompasses everything. And that encompassing, that all-encompassing concept and idea definitely has an example in other areas of reality. That when they're connected into a intellectual, rational form, great logic will emerge. Ela shetzarich im hashivui hayichusi shemitzad hamikrim hachitzoniim. We must, together with the relating to external actions and cases, lechaber gam ken achray agyonit leizem makom naot yoter lefi matzav harayonot v'maasim v'klalut hachayim shelanu. To connect this logical construct to some fitting place according to the situation of the ideas and the actions and our general life. To connect there, that relationship to this idea, in order to learn something from it. In other words, what I'm understanding the Rav is saying, the language isn't easy, is that if it's 39, if it all came together for 39, and you have this concept of Shabbos, of Melachos Shabbos, there's obviously something there. It's there to teach you something about life. It's there to connect you to something else in this world that shows you Kedusha, that elevates your godly soul. And we can't just say, oh, by chance it was 39, it doesn't mean anything. No, the 39 is significant. It's going to tell us other things about life. So therefore, al kein ofelet yafeh sheila, al otat surak tzuvah shemispar lametet melachot keneged me. And therefore, that's a very good question. The 39 melachos are keneged what? What can we learn from these 39 melachos that's going to help us in life? How can we connect this to other aspects of life that are nogea, that are relevant to us? It's not just an abstract concept. It's not just a general number that has no significance. It has everything to do with our lives. So what do the 39 malachos have to do with our lives? What part of our lives that are 39 do the avos malachos connect to? So that's all just a question. Person learns daf yomi. He goes, oh, I become a bai. The 39, 40 malachos minus 1 correspond to what? Wait a second. What's the kasha? What do you mean connected me? Why does it have to be connected anything? The answer is, if you have this exalted idea of Shabbos, and there are going to be 39 malachas all gathered together into one big klal of arbaim chaser achas, mimela we have to say that it connects to other aspects of life. The whole world is connected, interconnected, and therefore we have to see connected me. Like, what's it connected to? How is this going to help me become a holier person? So the Gemara's first answer is, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama says, can I get avodos ha-mishkan? What does it have to do, everybody asks, with the avodos of the Mishkan? The avodos of the Mishkan with 39 melachas, the 39 melachas that build the Mishkan, and Memela, we also are not allowed to do these 39 melachas in Shabbos. Menuchas ha-Shabbos v'kedusha so. Shi'ot b'racha v'kedusha le'olam. This is the resting of Shabbos and its holiness. That's a sign of blessing and holiness in the world. Ba'asher motza'ohu mikedem. Because its source is from the earliest time. Me'et Adon Kol Baruch Hu from Hashem. Hashem gave us this holy Menuchas HaShabbos. Im kein bevadai tu'udat mitzi'uto hishleima b'tachlit. It's certain that its existence, its reality is complete. Since the first point of reality is holiness, the center of life, the hub of life of all existence, a life of knowledge and understanding and the glory of truth, therefore this is the goal of the divine purpose. שהתכלית העליון של כל המעשים יהיה גמור מוכן. Since the starting point of all reality is Kedusha, therefore, that must be the ultimate goal of everything. Everything is to lead you towards Kedusha. We should be living in a world where Kedusha is Gamru Muchan. Just like it started, the world started, that Kedusha was Gamru Muchan, there was Kedusha's Hashem Kiviyachol. That's where it all began. And Mela, when Hashem is creating this world, the ultimate goal is that there should be Kedusha. The Kedusha should be Gamur Muchan, like the Nekuda Rishis of the Bria. And lo yitzdarech l'malacha v'achana, we don't need any working and preparing. Haba mitoch chisaron et patchut minat hashlimut, that comes from a lack of development, from an incomplete shleimus. Al kein bereshit kviyah u'kviyut merkaz ha-kedusha mekomit b'Yisrael hayta nidrashet ha-melacha l'chol sifeh. And therefore, when we started, Hashem made this center of Kedusha in space, in the Jewish people, we needed a melacha. Why? Ki yirida se'olam garam kach. Because the world had a yirida. Shem v'ladei nitzachon shebaide et kabrut al ha-mechsholim ha-ovim la-shchit ha-chayim ha-elyonim. Chaye ha-kedusha v'kirvat elokim. Shehu yedisod ha-tachlit tisha b'metziut. Lo yuchal ha-klal avo l'magamato. Because without overcoming all of these boundaries, all of these limitations that are supposed to destroy spiritual life and Kedusha and closeness to Hashem, which is the foundation of the purpose of reality, then we can't come to our purpose. In other words, ultimately the goal is that everything should be prepared. Kedusha should just be there for us. But since we had a Yerida, in order to overcome that Yerida, we needed to build a Mishkan with Melachos. And the malachos show that we haven't arrived yet. We're still in the process. We're in the shlavet patchut. And therefore we have to do malacha. And that's a lower madrega. To get to the kedusha, we have to do malacha. And that's because the world had a yerida. Omnam ha-shabbat yiromemenu l'romemut ha'atid. But Shabbos brings us to a future exaltation. V'yom shekulo shabbat. The day when it's all Shabbos, completely Shabbos, there's no preparation. Nobody's going to have to teach anybody else. Everybody's going to know me from small to large. Everyone's going to know Hashem. So there's no preparation. It's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And therefore Shvisa corresponds to the malachas that served in the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan is to space what Shabbos is to time. It's the Merkaz of Kedusha. However, the Mishkan, in order to build the Mishkan, you needed to overcome Mechsholim to reach a level of Kedusha. But that's ultimately going to lead to Shabbos, where there is no avoda. And Shabbos, there is no avoda. Shabbos is just a yom that's muchan l'kedusha. You look at Shabbos, and you see everything's reached its purpose. The world has shleimus. So by not doing the malachos that prepare kedusha, you're showing that you reached the ultimate goal. You reached kedusha. And therefore, the 39 malachas we don't do on Shabbos correspond to the avodas of the Mishkan. The parallel is that the Mishkan is a Shabbos in space. It's holy. And the malachas represent the fact that we have to overcome mechsholim and all of these obstacles to reach our goal. by resting from the malachas of reach of the Mishkan, the obstacles to reaching the Kedusha. Now we don't have to deal with these obstacles. We show that we've reached the Shleimus. And therefore it makes a lot of sense that the 39 malachas we refrain from doing on Shabbos correspond to the avodos of the Mishkan. Amar Rabbi Yonas and Rabbi Lazar, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya, Keneged Malacha Malachto Malachos Shebetorah Arbaim Choser Achas. Corresponds to the fact that it says in the Torah, Malacha Malachto Malachos, 40 times minus 1. So there's a famous Machlokas Rishonim here between Tosus and the Rashba. Is he arguing with the fact that the 39 Malachas are Keneged Avodos HaMishkan? Tosus says that he is arguing that this opinion holds. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya, that the 39 malachas are not connected to the avodos of the Mishkan. The Rashba argues, but it seems that Rav Kook is following the opinion of Tosfos, that this opinion doesn't hold that it corresponds to the Mishkan. Why? Because yesh hevdel ben kodesh l'chol, there's a difference between holiness and secularism. What is holy and what is not holy. אבל זה ההבדל עצמו יביאנו לחשוב כי רק החיסרון שבמציאות, חיסרון התאחדות והשלמה מביא אותו ההבדל. And this difference may bring you to believe that it's only a lacking in the Metzius, a lacking of the unity and perfection, that's what brings the הבדל. אבל כשכל הכוחות כולם, but when all of the כוחות, וכל הפועל, מסקפצים למרכז אחד רם ותכליתה, תכליתי, they all gather to one central place, כשהחיים כולם מכוננים למילואם הגמור, אין כאן הפרש והבדל. When everything, all the kochos, everything is centered in one place, exalted place, then there's no difference in kodesh and chol. אז החיים כולם הם קודש קודשים, all of life is holy of holies. וכיוון שהם כולם בכל צדדיהם בכל פניותיהם קודש קודשים, since all of life and all their sides and all their corners is holy of holies, הם צריכים כולם, כולם צריכים לבוא לידי אותה תעודה עליונה של מנוחה הגמורה. They all have to come to their ultimate purpose of complete menucha. She'ein ima amal v'yigia, that doesn't have any toiling and hard work. Ve'ein ima achshel v'achana, doesn't have any preparation. Kim kulo omer kavod, it all says glory. Kulo tachliti, everything has reached its purpose. Kulo ora oneg v'simcha, it's all light, pleasure and joy. Alkein. עוד למעלה מאותו הכיוון המיוחד של לעומת עבודות המשכן הוא הכיוון הכללי הכולל את הקודש ואת החול. Above that special direction of the עבודות המשכן comes this general direction that includes קודש and חול. עבודות המשכן is only קודש, but now we're bringing חול into it also. את הטבע ואת התעשייה, we're bringing nature into things now. The physical world, that also connects to Shabbos. כולם יחד באגודה אחת הינם עומדים להתקדש בקדושת יום השבת. They're all going to be sanctified by Shabbos. ליום שכולו שבת, the day that's eternally Shabbos, a day of no achanas, a day that's reached its purpose. לא רק המרכז יתעלה, not only will the center be elevated, like according to the previous opinion, that it's connected to Avodos HaMishkan, Kim Kol Anafim Kulam, all the branches, Kulam Yitangu Al Ora Menucha Bracha VaKedusha Shel HaShabbat Bevo Itoli Galot, they are all going to take pleasure in the light of the rest and the blessing and the holiness of Shabbos when its time comes to be revealed. B'chvod Adar Elyon Baruch Hu, with the honor of the glory of the elevated God, may His name be blessed. והמנוחה מכוונת על כל השדרה הרחבה של המלאכה לכל פינותיה. And the resting is directed at all the wide, broad expanse of melacha in all of its corners. כנגד מלאכה, מלאכתו, מלאכות שבתורה, רבים חסר אחת. In other words, according to this opinion, what's the purpose of Shabbos? To sanctify all of the metzias. Everything that we're doing, all of man's creative powers, they all are now elevated to a place of Kodesh Kadoshim. So on Shabbos, Kodesh is elevated to Kodesh Kadoshim, and Chol is elevated to Kodesh Kadoshim. How do we elevate even the Chol? By refraining from what it says stam in the Torah, malacha, we refrain from those malachas, which symbolizes in the nature, and the secular part of our existence, of reality. By not doing those malachas, we even elevate that area. It's even the chol, even the teva, even the tasiyah. So it's not just the Mishkan, which is the center of Kedusha and Klal Yisrael, and connected that, we rest on Shabbos, where we're taking that Kedusha one step further, where it doesn't require achanas anymore. It's very nice. But now we want to go even higher. We even want to sanctify the chol. Shabbos elevates that as well. And what shows that? That it says in the Torah, malacha, malachto, malachos, 39 times. That shows that by resting from those malachas, we're even elevating those malachas on Shabbos. It's connected, the word malacha, but on Shabbos we're not doing malacha. It says, lo ta'ase kol malacha. Like Rashi says, Pshat in the Pasuk is, whenever it says the word malacha in the Torah, don't do those malachas. So Shabbos sanctifies all of the malachas that we're not doing by not doing them. And that symbolizes all of what's chol, all of what's teva. And that's what we elevate on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to learn a few lines of Gemara, Be'omek, and that we should be zochah l'ilmodu l'amid lishma l'as, l'kayim kol livei tzalmi torotzi v'yahavo, amen v'yamein, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.